Meeting. Any change to the agenda now?
No.
How's the minutes look?
They look fine to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look good to me as well.
Okay, first order on this committee meeting dates. You had some concerns about timing?
Yeah, I'm still opposed to have to change. I'd like to keep it the way it is, but I'm concerned about, I mean, sometimes meetings go longer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just.
Okay, what do you think about it?
For me, I was open to either one. I think, but I do have, I guess my whole concern would be, I don't want to be here for the entire night. Like, that's a long time to block out. So it's sometimes easier to have two shorter meetings just for me, so I can get home and and do family stuff as well. But I do know that that would then open up another Tuesday, but I just don't know how it would work. And especially if they rolled into each other. So if we went and had one first and we wanted to continue that meeting going on, would it have to push the other one back? I don't know how it would work.
Yeah, it would. And I think it would be a burden on staff also.
When I first started here, we had two meetings back to back, the public safety meeting, and at that time we had a parks committee meeting, parks committee.
Okay.
And the parks committee followed the public safety, the public safety followed the parks meeting, and we did run over at times, and so it's, you know, they would sit in the crowd and kind of wait for us to finish. And
okay.
So, you know, I always felt bad for them because they
ran
who knows how late into the night, but, you know, that was my only experience with it, was that sometimes it's hard to stop right in an hour if you're in the middle of
a good discussion.
Yeah, and then you don't want to wait a month to hit a topic.
Right.
Well, we know from the city council meetings that one item that says 10 minutes can take
an hour and a half.
So you just,
hours.
So you just don't know.
Right.
That's the only thing.
Okay. I'll just drop my thing because I'm coming to three meetings plus to two council, or three meetings plus the two council meetings. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to get with the mayor and see if he can't work something else out and have him get someone else to the meetings. That's a little too much time for me.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that's a lot of committees.
It is.
As far as I'm concerned, you both have concerns about it. I'll leave it at that. You want to tell us about these new brandings?
Is all right,
like
so
a cow or is it?
I hope not like a cow. So if you remember back in time when we only had two people submit drawings.
Yes.
We chose between those two. You know, one was this one here, mm-hmm. Which was like a wheel of a train.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one was these two here, which are the same thing with the one with
uh-huh.
a little more detail.
Right.
So we picked this one because we liked the JC, and then we liked the different components of the, you know, representing each division of the department. And then we bidded it out to four different agencies to do it, and the one we went with was Rudolph Korv Creative Design. And he's been working on it for a while, and what he came up with, you guys see this?
Yeah.
He came up with the idea of having a full department logo, and he's got too many deals here,
right.
But where each of the five would have their own symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And then when you just talk about, say, the pool, then it would be that with just the pool symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said he's seen it a lot where you then have flexibility to, so your pool staff might have this logo
right.
just
on their shirts
or jackets or whatever. And then, but you might have another department, you know,
or like division.
The library with,
with
a book.
The library with a book or, yeah, or something like that. And then you could use them any way you want. And what he said to us is that a lot of times you can just use the little logo itself,
mm-hmm,
right,
without,
all
you know, once people get
used to it, yeah,
used to it, then you don't need the, mm-hmm, the whole thing. And so you can mix and match and use however you choose. It gives you a lot of options,
mm-hmm,
but once the community gets familiar with these different logos, if you will, then you can, you know, do a lot of different things.
I like
Gina couldn't make it tonight. She had a family thing, but her and I have talked, and just from a staff point of view, we like this. It's cleaner.
It's clean and simple.
And this one was, you know, pretty busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and it was done by a young person who,
right,
you know, was trying to get into artwork and stuff.
And I like it that it still keeps the JC, mm-hmm, and then just incorporates how this person was, Justin, was, mm-hmm, was thinking of adding in all the different departments. So I think that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah, I think it looks great. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, what we wanted to know, yeah, is just if you guys felt like, yeah, let's move forward with this, because
yeah,
this guy doesn't want to put a whole bunch of time and energy into something that we change all of a sudden and say, oh, we don't want to go in that direction.
I think it looks great.
I do too.
And each individual would be similar to the lower one with their individual logo in the,
mm-hmm,
center there.
Mm-hmm.
That looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it simple. And it,
yeah, it's just right. Yeah, it's just,
and
great.
He also made sure that the JC didn't look like the high school's JC.
Right.
Because we don't want to copy their kind of the block.
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't know what the kind of font that is, but
uh-huh,
that's how the high school's is, and we wanted to have ours look,
yeah,
you know, different. So
I think it looks great.
Really good, yeah.
Okay, well,
so
cool.
What do you want from us? Just go ahead and take a consensus and stay with us, or no?
Yeah, just keep going on with it.
Keep going on with it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what number one there is, proceed with the plan.
Proceed with the plan.
Yeah.
From the design artist, so
yeah.
Excellent. Thank you.
So how did you change from the last meeting on the budget? Is there any changes? Or is it pretty much the same?
It's pretty much the same. The only change is really in the senior center.
Okay.
So if you look at the Viking South Fund, changed is that since the last meeting, our lead, Marcia, has resigned, or, you know, retired. Has announced her retirement, which is April 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than try and fill a position three quarters time for 1 year, this was a natural time to just push up what we were going to do a year from now,
mm-hmm,
and just not fill that position. So that's reflected. So if you look at the personnel services there on that page, you'll see that there's a lot of zeros, basically dashes there, when before there were numbers there. So, but other than that, I mean, there was a couple little tiny little things with, you know, $200 here, $300 there on a couple line items. But other than that, that was really the only things that really changed. We are anticipating a little bit less revenue. Excuse me, I have a little allergy stuff going on. We have a little bit less revenue coming in on the fundraising events for Viking Sal. Line 17 there, then projected. Of course, we have less going out with the position, but part of that is because we, the last 2 years, we've done an event at the winery,
yeah,
Walnut Ridge, and the couple that own it have just been gracious to just donate basically that day. And all the wine sales and everything, and they've done that for 2 years, and now it's hurting their business, and so they aren't going to do that,
mm-hmm,
now, and so we don't have a, you know, summer fundraiser in its place. And so the plan would be to look into next year as to, you know, what other kinds of things can we do in the, you know, the 18-19 fiscal year. And this event was in July, too.
Right.
So it was you know. So anyway, we're gonna look to see, because most of the revenue came in June, and so it came in the previous fiscal year. And then a lot of our expenses happened out in July. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of one of those things. And so now we got to look and see if there's something in June or July that we can maybe do to offset. Mm-hmm. And without that position, too, it's going to create some, you know, extra challenges, too, with how do we make that happen.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, not a ton of changes on from what you saw from last month to this month.
Okay.
To answer your question, Jack.
All right, still, how are we doing on volunteers? We're losing a position in the library. How are we doing on volunteers?
Well, it started off kind of fast, and it sort of slowed down. We initially had 10 people that expressed interest. 8 of them filled out applications. 6 of them are currently being trained. 2 of them have since decided other things have happened and they're not going to volunteer. We're still recruiting. You know, my goal still is to try and get up in, you know, between 10 and 15 volunteers, so that it's smoother, so we have backups. We can do it with 5 or 6. In terms of, you know, we do have the 0.68 there, which is Frida. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she works 32 hours a week, basically. And we have, we're open for 40 hours. So we really only have, in essence, 8 hours that needs to be covered. And we have 5 or 6 people, plus Gina, myself, and Terry are all being trained, too, along with the volunteers. So that we're able to go over and, you know, take a shift as well. So I think it's going well. We'd like to get more. I'll feel better if by, June 30th, when we make this transition, that we're up more in the 10, 12, 13 volunteers. And then hopefully over the year, as they start telling their friends, we can get up into that 20 range that I had talked about before.
So, are we advertising it anywhere? or is it just word of mouth?
It's word of mouth. It's in the local newspaper.
Oh, okay.
And it's at the library, where we think most of the interest is going to come from people who already are invested into the mm-hmm. library. And so there's signs there, and the staff's talking about it. And that's really where these first 6, 8 actually came from, is they were people who came in and said, hey, we heard you need help. How do we sign up?
Oh, good. Okay.
And I had mentioned this last month, but we're still wanting to put a questionnaire out in the utility billing about asking people what they like in the library, and then at the end of it, opportunities to volunteer.
Well, I thought we had that set up to go out on the next flyer.
Well, we're still having some questions about what we want in it. So the library board's kind of working on it. We're working on it as a staff. It is in the program guide, and so we have program guides, in fact, in your boxes there. So the spring program guide, which actually reaches a lot of people, the library page is one whole side of it. It's all about volunteering, mm-hmm. and what will your role be. But that just went out this week.
Yeah.
And so we haven't seen any results from that yet.
Well, I haven't gone over and volunteered yet because my boss is not allowing me to do that anymore.
Not yet.
We'll get her figured in.
Good. Good deal.
we're losing the 59,000 out of the Viking cell. That's the person's salary.
And benefits.
And benefits. Okay. So if we get that position back, we'll have to get some money back from the general fund.
If we decide to move, you know, towards getting that back at some point down the road. I think it's the same as the library. In my opinion, you know, if, let's say this new position, this fundraiser gets out there and really we have some great results, I think that's part of the goal, is that we can build some of these things back up. And I think, you know, I've said this before, but we're really fortunate and blessed that these decisions are happening in concert with folks at or near the retirement age. And so it's been a little smoother than just maybe, you know, people that weren't in that situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
we don't have the county person volunteering over there anymore. There used to be a person in the county that come in there and work with her back when Melissa was there.
At the library?
No, at Vikings. Vikings.
Oh. We have the meals, the senior meals program.
No, this was on staff, you know, and Melissa in there, and she was also working not in the office. She was in the office over there. She was not the director at that time. But we had a person working from the county.
Oh, I wasn't aware of
how that went away, but okay. It has. I know it has gone away.
Okay.
And those senior trips used to be a good deal. You know, go down and go on a Rogue River blast on one of those jet boats. Old folks are not supposed to do things like that. Uh-huh. We do.
I still see that they come out, and that's through River Road.
River Road Parks District does the senior trips. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What we do is we promote them in our program guide, and a lot of our folks out here go on those trips.
Yeah.
They just sign up with them, and so.
Yeah, they pick them up over there.
If they're heading this direction, north or east a little mm-hmm. bit, they will stop and pick us up. If they're like going south, then our people need
there.
To get to River Road and get on the bus there. So, yeah, but it's a pretty good deal, really.
Okay. One of the things that I'm going to do is not part of this committee, as you want it to be, is I'm going to approach the council and other business, if I can't get it on the agenda, to keep the director of the library at position. It's a hard sell because I've talked to the people down in Roseburg and even in Myrtle Creek. A couple of the people that go to my veterans of submarines, they live in Myrtle Creek and they had a little problem. And the people in Roseburg thought it was a great idea, but now they're going in for money and have gotten money to reopen their library. I do not want to lose that library. And if we don't get
Yeah, we don't want to
people
lose the library
in
either.
We're going to have to close the doors. And there's too many people, you know the numbers that come in there. Because mm-hmm. we keep a check on it. The people that come in and use the computers, you know. We got some donated to us through the Gates Foundation. And there's been upgrades and things like that they've helped us with it. That's what I'm going to look at to see what I can do.
I personally don't feel like we're close to closing it. I know that eliminating the director position and having the other position, definitely has an effect. We're making our best efforts with the volunteer program. Hopefully, that's going to be successful. And in the interim of time, whatever that time is, before things start picking back up, I hope that it's enough.
Well, I do too.
And if it's not, if we get into a situation where it's not and we're looking like, uh-oh, what are we going to do now? Then I think we have to go back kind of to the drawing board and say, what are we going to do? Because we don't want to be like those other libraries that we talked about that are shutting their doors and then trying to reopen with 100% volunteers, and that's hard.
Well, it's so. Just like right now, we got Rita's on a little vacation. She went off to, I want to say, Montana or someplace.
Yes, she will be here in a couple days, yeah.
Yeah, and volunteers are going to have to fill in those slots while she's gone, right?
No.
Or is Lynn still going to be here?
Lynn's still going to be here. So, okay. Lynn, you know, forever, Lynn and Frida have both taken vacations, mm-hmm. and that that's all we've had is the two of them.
Offset each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Frida works a little bit more when Lynn's on vacation.
Sure.
And, you know, so it does work out, but not long term.
Right. And the thing we'll have to think about is Frida going forward, when she takes those vacations, having somebody else from staff be able to fill
exactly.
her spot. So it's going to obviously take a little bit more scheduling, a little bit more pre-planning to make sure that there's coverage when she does need to take vacation.
And that's a lot why Jason has asked the three of us, myself, Gina, Terry, to be fully trained and fully able to do that, so that
that's a great
we're
idea.
Not stuck.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have hope that when we get a grant writer, that'll definitely help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad to know that there was a misunderstanding, thinking that when the director retired, that there was going to be nobody there running the library. There was going to be no staff there. So to know that, well, to continue to let people know that there is somebody who's there and they work 36 hours a week approximately, I think that should help people be a little bit more.
In my neighborhood, and a lot of the folks over there we got some younger people moving in now. They say, hey, what's this I hear the library's closing? I says, no, my dead body. And they said, well, what do you mean? If you don't have a director, the other lady's going to retire pretty soon or doesn't want
right.
to work more than what she's doing. I said, well, we've got a volunteer program and it looks good. And I'll be optimistic with it until one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I like the idea of having someone there mm-hmm. on staff that does that. Is Terry working on your staff now?
Terry is kind of a do-all person who is able to be in different areas. She helps here, she helps yeah. in public works, she helps in community services. She's pinch hit several times over at the community center. So she is very versatile.
Okay.
And that's part of the plan was with her position, was to be able to float around, and that's why Jason had her be a part of this.
So. Okay, because she was training in the library the other day when I came
yep.
in.
When you went in, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, her shift is on Fridays. Mine's on Thursdays, and Gina's is on Wednesdays.
Okay.
So if you come there on those days, you might have a little bit slower help for a while.
Yes, yeah, so be patient, I'm training.
Be patient. I should put a sign. Yeah, a sign. I'm in training. Be patient.
So we're pretty well set on this as of now. We're not going to get the money for... We're not going to plan on money for the people at the senior center, or not senior center, but the Viking cell, and the library director is out of here, and we're showing $100,000+ starting off in the hole. That's better than the $284 that we supposedly were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're still going to go lower than that, I hope. I do have a question. Do you have an iPad as part of your equipment?
I don't. No.
Okay. I ran across something on the thing on that they send out checks from Delise. We're spending about $3,700 a month on iPads. Why? We could buy them and keep them forever for that. I'll ask that question of Jason. I mentioned it to him today. I just thought maybe it can't possibly be that many people having to have iPads, I would think.
I believe there's quite a number of them in public works.
Yeah, well, police have them.
And police.
Yeah.
And then some staff here. but yeah, no one in community services.
we don't have any.
In other words, Rick doesn't have one down there.
Well, here's the funny thing. Rick did have one, but he doesn't use it. I think he even turned it in.
He's not as old as mine, but he's got some of my tricks. He does what he needs to be done, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions on budget?
I think it looks great.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I mean,
you're in the business.
I know. I looked over it pretty well. No, I think it looks good.
I spoke to my wife about it, and she shares my concern about the library and for the Viking. We get invited quite often to go to the Viking cell. And we do go for lunch every once in a while, because when they have their loaded baked potatoes.
Yeah, that's my second favorite.
Right?
Okay. All right. Let's see. Department updates.
All right. So just briefly, I just kind of want to update. We talked about the library volunteer program, so I've already done that. Frida and I are working together to put together the summer reading program, contacting the different presenters. And so we'll be having that schedule finalized here this month, well ahead of the July, August dates that we have. It's Wednesdays at the community center. In the parks, we have a lot of projects that we're getting finished up before the end of the fiscal year. We're in the CEP, capital expense project budget, updating our irrigation. We had money set aside to purchase more, controllers and other things so that we have them ready to go. We've had issues in the past. Apparently, when something would break, then we'd have to go out and find the right thing. And now we're just trying to get everything stocked up in the parks. We're refurbishing the train, so that's cleaning and repainting. The train is going to be a project.
The one that's out there.
Founders.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Power tool refurbishment, Rick's been working on that. Some of the tools are being repaired, others are being purchased with the funds that are set aside every so many years to do that. And then we're going to be doing concrete ceiling repair at skate park. There's some areas that need to be kind of fixed so that the life of it is good, and so that's part of the budget again that cycles in.
Earlier, you're having that. I didn't notice that. Where?
There are some little thin cracks and stuff that just need to be taken care of now before they become real problems. Oh, yeah. So it's not causing any issues. It's not, we don't feel like anything's going to happen. We just don't want anything to happen.
Yeah, we made a comment down there when we were pouring that concrete that we were going to throw the earth off cycle there a little bit because of the amount of concrete that went in there. Moved from another place.
Did we move the earth off its axis a little bit?
There was this comment from Gary and the volunteers and stuff were
concerned, Pool projects are still being worked on. So the mechanical system, which is the big project, Jason has been working on that with Rick, and the hope is still to get it done this spring, and then to do the shell in the fall, because the shell can't be done at this time of the year with the
water level
and all that. If we get held up on the mechanical system, because we're still waiting for the energy, why can't I think of the
Energy Trust?
Energy Trust, and getting all that taken care of, then we'll do it all in the fall. But right now, we're still online to do the mechanical. So we're talking about the filter and the heater and all the lines, and we're going to get it all automated. That's the excitement, is that the whole pool be automated, and we can change the chemicals and all of those things without having to do it manually like the pool staff currently does.
I have a big ticket question item on this. Is there any plan on getting new chairs at the pool?
Yeah, we plan on...
Just for my own selfish reasons.
Yeah, no. Chairs is a chairs is a high priority.
Yay, so, thank you. Yes, I appreciate that.
You bet. Community center, tax aid, all of our appointments are full. Which is great. This is usually when they're full by. And the volunteers are doing a great job coming in and helping folks. We are referring people now to the Fern Ridge Library in Veneta. They're the only site that still has appointments, and they have some in April, and then they're going to be full. Probably in another week, they'll be full.
What happened? Do you have a standby list in case?
We do. We have a waiting list. People can be on that. And so this is the time when people start canceling because they... You know, they got antsy and went somewhere else, and they don't always call us. And so we always call to each week as we get up to that next weekend. We call to remind people about their appointments, and we usually have a few that, oh, I already got mine done, sorry. Mm-hmm. And so then we call the next person on the list and go down. So.
Perfect. Yeah, some of my veterans, I do taxes. It's fairly simple. If they want a copy of their state, it's going to cost them the federal free. And then Tanya Benton over here, once in a while, I'll check to see if I'm doing it right. I said, I can't mess it up because all you do is fill in the blanks. It's not like her doing taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And most of the guys are pretty simple. There's a couple of them that get knocked around every once in a while. They work, and they're also on Social Security, and they have to stop working at a certain time, you know, say, sometimes it's high as September. They have to stop working at their part-time jobs.
So they don't go over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know there's
because
a lot of
because they don't like getting that bite back. Social Security's real touchy with that money. You know? Mm-hmm. If they paid you too much, they get it all back at one time.
Yeah, these guys do a great job, guys and gals. They're wonderful. They're really well-trained, and they help people. Once upon a prom, we have the date set of April 8th and April 29th. April 8th will be here in Junction City. That's the prom dress giveaway.
Right.
And April 29th will be at Along Came Trudy in Springfield.
You still need dresses, right?
Yeah, always need dresses. People donate dresses year-round.
Yeah.
And so this will be the first time we've done two of them in the same season. But we thought it would be nice to have one here, like we've always done, and then one in kind of the Eugene Springfield area a little bit later, because there's a lot of their proms are a little bit later.
Where should people donate to? Do they just bring it right to the community?
Bring it right to the community center.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect.
Yep. And then the gals come and pick them up.
Karen was over at our house. The two ladies were talking about whatever, and my sister called. She had three daughters and still have all the prom dresses. So she sent them up.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, prom dresses today are different than they were in the 50s, of course. Each decade has a different style. But some of those dresses are coming back.
Everything cycles.
Everything. It's just like, you know, double-breasted suits. I don't know if they'll come back, but they have.
And shorter basketball shorts are starting to come back. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
The last thing on this community center is the JC 3.1 race update. We've set our date of July 21st. So it's a little bit later than it has been in June, but we ran into the graduation at the high school has changed. It's back when we were going to do the event, and so moving it to the next week was pushing the event in Harrisburg, the firecracker run, and we're part of a 3-race series. So we've set our date of July 21st. We're going to get to promote this year because we're after the Butte to Butte. We're actually going to promote our race at the Butte to Butte packet pickup. We're going to have our brochures. The trade-off is we have to provide 3 volunteers for the Butte to Butte. and they'll let us put our flyers in the packets. And so
nice.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
That could generate a lot of interest.
Yeah, that's great.
So, and then the senior center, we had our volunteer recognition brunch Saturday. Had a good turnout for that. Our volunteer of the year was Mary Lou Hunter. She was surprised and ecstatic about being recognized. It was a great event. It always is. And it's a great way just to say thanks to all of our wonderful volunteers. So it was great. Marcia announced there that, well, I guess this is the last one of these I'm going to be coming to. And everyone was like,
she can come anyway.
I know. They said, well, maybe I will come back, but probably not next year. So
she'll take a year off.
Yeah, it was funny. So that's the department updates.
Just one question.
Yes.
Did you happen to see how much money Bi-Mart did on their Texas Hold'em? You know, they had a Texas Hold'em here.
Yeah, what was the?
$11,000 they made for their relay stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. They had a blurb on the Junction City Connection Facebook page, and of course they've got it in the store. And Joanne, that works here, lady there, she was telling me about it. I asked her, "Did you play?" She said, "No, I was one of the people that was bringing drinks and stuff like that."
She was working it.
Yeah.
Nice. And as usual, I don't have a lot to report on the agenda forecaster. It's pretty self-explanatory. We do have on page 5, there's a few future business items that'll be coming up. You know, we'll be talking about senior meals and the race, street closure for the race. So, yeah.
Has there been any progress on the park over there at the...
There hasn't. I'm going to reach out. I met with Jason last week and talked again about the survey, the cultural survey that needs to be done. And so I'm going to reach back out to the Heritage Foundation and find out where we're at with that. We had talked to them before, and it's just been slow.
Yeah.
And we need to kind of get back on it. So.
Didn't the developer working with those people? Because he can't build until that thing is done, right?
Yeah, and a lot of that's going through Jordan and the planning
right.
department on what has to be done there. I just know for us, in the portion that was designated for the park, we can't do anything until we establish what's under there. And we think we know. I mean, we're pretty sure that we're going to find out that there's, you know, artifacts and such that we're probably not going to be able to do a lot there. So,
talking to Mr. Treasury, he says all the years, you know, because he donated some of that land over there. Over the years, every year they would go through there and plow up or whatever, and they just put it away. Who wanted it, you know?
Oh, man.
It's part of the, you know, people lived around here for a lot, mm-hmm. long time before.
Oh, yeah.
The Danes and the Swedes came in.
Well, I know there's a lot of laws and rules and stuff, and so we just need to kind of have it checked out. And so,
yeah.
we're getting back on that trail, so that's a good question.
How about the, talk about future business. What about the sausage thing for the festival?
We are, at this point in time, we're not planning to do that this year.
Oh.
Yeah, we made about $2,000 last year, and it was almost all staff time.
Yeah.
We only got 2 volunteers to help, and it was all staff time. And if you really look at that, we're probably losing money on that. Because
mm-hmm.
I, you know, myself, Gina, our pool staff, Marsha, Rick, I mean, we were all in there. Frida, I mean, we, all of us did shifts. You know, we're always willing to do extra, but we also have a lot now with the, you know, library and the senior center. We have a lot of challenges this coming year, and doing that cart might not be the best thing. So Jason and I talked about it, you know, last week, and he was, you know, definitely of the mind that you know, this probably would be a good time to let that go. I mean, if we were bringing in $10,000, $20,000, like it was sort of promoted to us that we were going to make, that would be one thing.
But well, one of the things that I know, I was thinking about volunteering over it, but I would eat up the profit. that's the only reason I ever go to the festival.
That's I just go for the food too.
It's like going to Philadelphia, getting your sausage and pepper. Any other business, anyone?
None for me. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for coming.
Wow.
We'll adjourn.